USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on defense now that we've learned the cost estimate of his student loan forgiveness plan, $240 billion spread over 10 years, assuming that 75% of those who are eligible would take advantage of it. He told reporters that he would consider it a success if 10% took advantage of the program. Republicans not convinced it's a good idea, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told the PBS NewsHour that Biden's action is fundamentally unfair.
Particularly if you think about all those Americans out there and those families, many of whom never had the opportunity to go to college, or those who did and paid their loans down already, paid them back, or their parents pinched pennies and made it possible for them to get through college.
Thune adds that those who paid off their loans are being asked to pay for those who still have them. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people say, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.